1-800-430-2840.
A deal has been struck in Washington, but is it a good one? We're going to take your polls coming up. Here's the president announcing with glee that, yes, we have struck an accord.
There are still some very important votes to be taken by members of Congress, but I want to announce that the leaders of both parties in both chambers have reached an agreement that will reduce the deficit and avoid default, a default that would have had a devastating effect on our economy. The first part of this agreement will cut about $1 trillion in spending over the next 10 years, cuts that both parties had agreed to early on in this process. The result would be the lowest level of annual domestic spending since Dwight Eisenhower was president, but at a level that still allows us to make job-creating investments in things like education and research. We also made sure that these cuts wouldn't happen so abruptly that they'd be a drag on a fragile economy. Now, I've said from the beginning that the ultimate solution to our deficit problem must be balanced. Despite what some Republicans have argued, I believe that we have to ask the wealthiest Americans and biggest corporations to pay their fair share by giving up tax breaks and special deductions. Despite what some in my own party have argued, I believe that we need to make some modest adjustments to programs like Medicare to ensure that they're still around for future generations. That's why the second part of this agreement is so important. It establishes a bipartisan committee of Congress to report back by November with a proposal to further reduce the deficit, which will then be put before the entire Congress for an up or down vote. In this stage, everything will be on the table. To hold us all accountable for making these reforms, tough cuts that both parties would find objectionable would automatically go into effect if we don't act. And over the next few months, I'll continue to make a detailed case to these lawmakers about why I believe a balanced approach is necessary to finish the job.
All right, so some broad strokes, as you can hear, talking about the cuts and what that means. Really very little cuts come up until 2013. Instead, the interest on the horrific rabbit hole we're in my opinion, that $14 trillion plus, is just going to keep on going. That bill doesn't even talk about it. And I think there are, this is like a stalemate plus. So, okay, no default. Whew. So anybody expecting those checks, no worries. But we're just pushing it off. And what does that mean to you and me ultimately? We're saddled with it. Do we end up with a different kind of monetary system, as some people have threatened, because it just keeps getting worse? What about the job creation? I think it leaves us with a whole bunch of questions and not the right answers. You might disagree, or you may have a different twist on it. How do you view it through your eyes? 800-259-5791. Tomas in Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
Hi, Kate. You know, the QE was a famous boat, Queen Elizabeth, and, you know, it was a great value to the people who built it. The QE, when it comes to fiscal matters, though, is another situation. It's called quantitative easing. You know about it. I know about it. A lot of you know about it. I was checking up on some things there, and QE1 was for about $1.2 trillion. QE2 was half that, $0.6 trillion, and it ended, guess when? On the 30th of June. And that's right around when they started saying, oh, man, we're going to go bankrupt. We don't, you know, increase the debt ceiling, you know. And then they gave us an extension to August, right? And I'm thinking the Chinese finally told Uncle Sam, you know, enough of this printing money. We want you to start producing real money, you know, increase the debt ceiling and put it in your budget and things like that. Because that's exactly what happened. If you look at the bottom line, this budget plan of 10 years is going to have budget deficits every year of $1 trillion or more.
Yeah.
And they're going to cut $2.1 trillion. So let me see. 10 minus 2 is 8. It's simple math. You're going to have an increase in a national debt of $8 trillion. So 10 years from now, instead of $14 trillion, we're going to have $22 trillion. And they're going to have to increase the debt ceiling, you know, three or four more times. That's what's happening. We didn't get any balanced budget. They're going to vote. That's what they're supposed to do. Vote on a balanced budget. Whoopee.
You know, I know.
Vote all the time. The only chance we have really is for the right wing and the left wing, which are the guys who are really pissed off at this.
Right.
You know, the left wing don't like it because they have no taxes in it.
Absolutely.
If we can get them to filibuster in the Senate, then we might be able to pull this out through August 2nd and cause enough heartache that we get a real reduction, something like that, that Connie Mack plan or, you know, that, and in the Senate, you can filibuster, but I don't know how many votes you need, 60 or 61 or something like that, right?
Yeah, you need 60.
So you think they got 60 votes for this in the Senate?
Oof, boy, I don't know. I mean, could that happen? Because you think of, I'm thinking of Tea Party elected folks in the Senate and how much that pull that would be on. The deal was cut. So in other words, the president makes the big announcement, you know, assured that it's secure, even if it's close. Cause you and I know that's what they do, certainly, get the votes ahead of time. And then it's almost a formality, even if everybody acts hysterical and all of that. Over the weekend, they're working. So then you call offices and talk to them and see how many votes do you have in hand. And I bet they have enough.
Yeah, well, yeah, you said something about a third party. This might result in a third party.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that has a possibility because we're talking about fiscal matters here. We're not talking about abortion. We're not talking about homosexuality, which are two big litmus tests, you know, for each party. We're talking about dollars. And you know, if you could get, you know, people from both of the wingtips there to because they're both mad right now. I mean, those left-wingers are really mad at Obama for not including. And I can't, if I was a left-winger, I'd be mad at him, too. I mean, he's
sure.
Got the White House and the Senate. The Republicans only got the House, and still he's backtracking and in retreat.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Neither side is happy. You're 100% right. Tomas, I think that it's basically a push, though. You and I agree. We're in agreement that people aren't realizing what does this mean and how far down. I keep calling it the rabbit hole, but that's what it is. Ultimately, I don't know what we're going to, when I say what's in your wallet, I don't know what we're going to be carrying. Thanks for the call. It might not be dollars. That's what I'm alluding to. sad to say, if you look at what's going on with the dollar, it's not that far from the truth, honestly. All right, coming up on the flip side, certainly we're going to take more calls, reaction to what has happened in Washington. The drama seems is over unless the Senate comes up with some kind of a curveball. The House passes the debt limit deal. Now there's a committee that's supposedly going to be formed of Republicans and Democrats. They have deadlines of Thanksgiving and the beginning of December. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide? Go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
In the so-called
free world. All right, so now it's in the Senate's lap as we push the ball forward. Here's what it sounded like on the Senate floor, and it includes Senator David Vitter, Senator Bob Menendez, and Senator Mark Begich as well. So take a listen.
This 11th hour deal, with so many strings attached that it has become a tangled web of conservative social values, is nothing more than a concession to the radical right of one party. And it flies in the face of our values as a nation.
We need to do better. We need to have some plan to balance the budget. This plan never balances. This plan has mountains of new debt still building.
He has a phrase he likes to use, even though it's not the perfect deal, but it does create balance. He will say at times, just suck it up, Buttercup.
All right, suck it up, Buttercup. It looks like that's what we're all having to do, not the politicians, because ultimately it just gets pushed back. So in other words, it would be like if you had somebody breathing down your neck for the money you owed, and you were able to stave off elimination by paying the bookie part of the VIG. Anybody who gambles knows exactly what that means. We're paying off part of the VIG. That's what it is. Because we're being held by our feet off the ledge. And I think the people we've elected are clueless or incompetent or stuck in the middle of a system that seems ridiculous at this point. And what happens in 2012? I'll tell you, Tomas said it right. If I were a left of left, you know how I'm fond of saying, I don't care if you're left of left or right of right or what your politics are, have an opinion and call us. Well, if I'm left of left, I'm not happy at all. Because in some ways it puts the Republicans in the driver's seat in a way. But because the fact that we're not really paying anything off and it gets pushed, it's not what many people who would call themselves Republicans, or maybe conservatives is a better word, would want. And we are just giving it away to China. We are giving it away to China. That's what we're doing. And creating nothing. We are not paying off the debt. Ugh. What happens when China decides to go away? Which could happen. Hey, there's no guarantee. Remember Sun Tzu, The Art of War? About keeping your enemies close, your friends even closer? What do you think the policy is in Washington, D.C. behind closed doors when they're talking about dealing with China? You be the judge of that one. Let's go to Sam in Montreal.
How are you doing, gorgeous?
I'm good. How about you?
Lovely. Don't worry. I'm already thinking about next year's saying.
I like that. Lovely is good, though. It works.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, just to get off the track for a second, I heard the news while I was waiting for you. The holy month of Gishur, the holy month of Ramadan, has begun for Muslims. And I spoke to our favorite rabbinical/masters in educational administration person. And he was saying in certain neighborhoods in Jerusalem, the police and or the army is stepping up patrols because they're thinking after evening prayer, people will get together. And then what they're worried is about, hey, we need an excuse to start something. They're going to start something. So right now he's worried about that. And
really, does he really think that something's going to start during Ramadan, honestly?
There'll be some people who think, oh, if we do it against the Jews, and I put that in quotation marks.
Sure.
They think, oh, it'll put them a road right to heaven, and what they're promised if they get to heaven and all that,
Right.
So he is not quite worried because the end of Ramadan, it could be that, but it's the beginning, so they're good. Some Muslims are going to try and look like, goody two-shoes in front of their imam. So they are worried. And he's also been following the debt crisis as well because he's thinking, okay, debt crisis, the United States is going to owe money to he knows they don't owe to, Louis the loan shark.
Right.
But I'm thinking, I said, Steve, you want to make a bet that Louis the loan shark would probably give him a better interest rate than China?
Yeah, what does China do? It was my point. What does China do, Sam? They decide we've had enough. That's their country. They can do what they want.
Right. So basically, what Steve and I were talking about, and in between throwing a little football too, he was saying that they've got the United States by the proverbial you know what.
They do. They do. And see, right now it's definitely not in China's best interest to drop the ball on the U.S. because of all the money that they're getting by pushing their stuff out to us, by exporting all their crap into Walmart or wherever. Everything's made in China. We've said that already. We did our experiment where I wanted everybody to go around the house and lift up things you thought were made in other places, and I guarantee half of what's in your house or apartment, maybe even more, is made in China. So it's not in their interest right now.
Right, for sure. So it's like, and he's looking because, okay, if let's say the United States can't pay their debts, that means it could be less aid, less foreign aid, which means that could affect Israel as well. So that's why him and a lot of his friends have been following it. And then, of course, you've got the staunch, right-wing Israeli said, no, we can stand our own 2 feet. Everyone looked at this guy and like, what have you been smoking?
Yeah.
And what we also, technically, Israel also gives them business by buying all the, Air Force jets and the gunships and.
Sure.
And whatever. So, it's a double-edged sword, damned if you do, damned if you don't, type thing. So, you know, he has been following and here in Canada. So if we're thinking, in a way, it's good because, okay, right now a lot of people are buying Canadian dollars because, you know, we see it every day. But at the same time, I've been seeing that a lot of countries and people aren't investing in U.S. dollars. They're buying, like, either gold or silver as well. So, you know, it's definitely a double-edged sword. Like I said before, it's a double-edged sword with the debt ceiling. And like you said, it's getting deeper like a rabbit hole. It's expanding. Next thing you know, it's going to be as deep as a rabbit hole and as wide as the Grand Canyon.
But I'm pumped. Absolutely. Point taken. Hey, yeah. Thanks for the call, Sam.
You bet. Take care.
So, Sam, a couple of different things there. The one angle, boy, I hope that doesn't happen with Ramadan, that something explodes. Usually, not that there's not protest, then he's right. There, that would be a perfect setup for that. But let's hope we don't have anything that rocks our world in some sense. But speaking of rocking our world, in talking about the Chinese, he's also right on that, and it's exactly what I've been saying. The fact is, we're playing with serious fire because there is an obligation, an unsaid, an unspoken threat, I guess, if you will, between the U.S. and China. In closed doors, it's certainly spoken. The way the monetary system is set up, the money that we're being loaned, but it really puts the United States in a bad, bad position. Because if China ever feels like they have the play, come on, why wouldn't they take the play? Right now and for the foreseeable future, totally not in their economic interest. Definitely not. If you're making billions of dollars on the U.S., both they owe you this debt, so they have to pay you, but also in all the goods that are being pumped across, I don't see them making that move. Not for a very, very long time. There's just that the possibility certainly hangs in the balance where you can not ignore it. Given the right set of circumstances, even if they might be very, very far-fetched, which they are right now, should they arise, I think the Chinese take the opportunity because they're going to do what's best for their country. It's definitely, definitely not in the interest in the foreseeable future. Absolutely not. 800-259-5791 if you want to throw in your 2 cents. We're talking about it next here on ATN.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I found trial from the Zero Debt Program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt Special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are known to be connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Now that we have the one foisted upon us, and you know what that is, we've been talking about it, of course, the fact that you've got cuts and a promise to cut in the future, but the cut that we have is really not much of a slice whatsoever. In the end, it's just a push. It's just a push. Because most, if any of those very, very small cuts don't come until 2013. And we still have to pay the interest on the $14 trillion. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Your chance to vent your spleen, or maybe you think it's a good deal, better than a default, and perhaps you were concerned about what's going to happen with Social Security, military checks, that kind of thing. 800-259-5791. Coming up at the tail end of the hour, mystery solved or not, a couple of things, crazy things going on. In one national park, Yosemite. It's interesting because I have a really good friend going to Yellowstone who's been to Yosemite a couple of times. 14 people died so far this year. I told you the sad story about the people a couple of weeks ago who were swept over Vernal Fall. It's a really scenic, beautiful area. A couple of weeks ago, they were trying to take pictures in the Merced River, and they got too close and were basically sucked over the cliff. Very, very sad young people that in their early 20s who were hiking. They were on a trip with a group of people, and it ended up that three of them fell to their deaths over the falls. And now there's another woman who slipped while going down a popular area, Half Dome, it was raining, and that led to part of the problem there. And the people had a very, very rare permit, I guess, to go to the Granite Dome, which is really what you see when you think of Yosemite. If you think of pictures of it, it's an iconic kind of deal. It's just that photograph you always see. So there were people that, even though it was wet, that felt like they could do it. And unfortunately, for one woman, she couldn't do it. And unfortunately, just 26 years old, and she ends up falling, slipping to her death. Plus the mystery, some more details on that, plus the mystery of D.B. Cooper. I remember watching a movie about that and thinking how fascinating it was. And then I saw a documentary about it. Now there's a possibility that the mystery of D.B. Cooper could be solved. Might be solved. It's a huge story everybody's talking about. So a guy who died over 10 years ago possibly could be D.B. Cooper. The FBI is looking into it. Can you imagine? Because then if it is, there's a lot of questions that would be answered. That was part of that 71 hijacking deal and his incredible escape. Let's go out to Al in Canada quickly. Hey, Al.
Yeah, hi, Kate. You know, the USA is not Greece, and this vote is a good way to prevent the United States from becoming, winding up like Greece. It's time for government to get back to basics. You know, and Canada and the United States and England should get out of foreign wars. I don't know what the heck we're doing fighting all these bloody foreign wars. All that's part of the problem. And also, you know, have you ever met anybody who says, I want to make more money this year so I can pay more taxes? High taxes don't stimulate the economy. And also, Kate, just one quick comment. Is Jimmy Carter still president? Have you seen that band that's going to be on the Rolling Stone magazine?
Yes.
The Sheepdog. They're from my hometown, Saskatoon. Don't they look like the Doobie Brothers?
You know what? I don't know why or where I saw that photograph, but yes. I like that. So that's a reference to the 70s. Very nice. Very nice, Al. Thank you. My, oh, my. We never know what we're going to get with Al. He's a barrel of laughs. Okay, let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hello, Kate. Hey, I think I can tie in your conversation with Al's and mine. How about that?
There you go.
Yeah, my mother went to high school with D.B. Cooper. That's not his real name. It's a different... I can't remember his name right now. It's got me baffled. I was trying to think of it. My brain's been fried. I had to work all weekend, but...
Wow, so she went to high school with him.
Yeah, in North Carolina, yeah. So,
wow.
Speaking of my mom, we saw the Doobie Brothers last year when we were in Vegas, so Tyson mentioned the Doobie Brothers, yeah?
I remember you talking about that.
And her birthday was, I've seen them, I think it's the fourth or fifth time I've seen them. I think I'm all doobied out. But anyway, though, we took her on her birthday to see this group called Arrival, which is the band for a tribute band to ABBA. And she just had the greatest time. She loves ABBA's music, you know, and it's all pop music and dancing, the Dancing Queen and all that stuff. And
yeah,
they were the blonde that plays the role of blonde from ABBA was, I mean, you could not tell any difference at all. But the redhead was a little bit different. But they're actually just, Arrival group's been around for quite a while. They're actually from Sweden, and they're the only group that ABBA kind of gives their blessing to or whatever to perform all their songs. And they had about 4,000 people there. It was a pretty good little gallery at the amphitheater. So a bunch of young kids. Just funny to watch the new generation following in the old fogies music. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So. Anyway, though, as for the debt ceiling, it was interesting. My dad was asking me all about it today, and I kind of tried to put it in a situation. I'm not sure if most people understand what the government's been doing, but I kind of got a quick analogy for you here. A couple minutes. Let's pretend that you got a job, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you've got living costs, rent, food, et cetera. And your job pretty much pays that. But then you decide, hey, you know what? I'm tired of just getting by. I want to I want some fun. I'm going to work an extra job, and I'm going to get, I'm going to buy this and that, and make an extra money, and I'm going to be able to buy a few extra toys, you know. Okay, you do that. You got the job. You got the extra toys. Okay? You got the income. Everything's going fine. And all of a sudden, you sort of, you get this one credit card. Let's say it's $1,400. You say, okay, I'm going to save that for emergencies, in case there's an emergency, all right? And you don't do anything with it, you know. It just stays there as your balance. And all of a sudden, a few months later or whatever, you kind of buy something, and it kind of overextends you a little bit. You're taking, let's say your income, you're taking in, $3,000 a month, and you got $3,200 in bills. Like, where am I going to get that $200? Oh, I got this credit card. So you go to the bank, you do cash advance, okay? You make the payment on that credit card, you make everything, and everything's fine. Everybody's happy, all your creditors are happy. You have a good credit score, you made that payment. But now you're overextended a little bit. You have $200 on that credit card. And then it happens again and again and again and again. And then all of a sudden, you've got that credit card maxed out, and you don't have anything else to get anywhere else to go get extra money. Mm-hmm. And you're going, uh-oh, what am I going to do now? And then you start your part-time job that you had that was giving you all this money, it starts to not make as much. It drops 10, 15, 20%. So now you even got a bigger amount of money that you can't pay, you know, your bills with. So what do? You call a creditor and you say, hey, I need more money. And they go, oh, okay, you've been making your bill payments. So you get that extra money and you repeat the same cycle again. And then all of a sudden you got to call a creditor again. And you're like, hey, I need more money. And you're like, they go finally go, oh, no, you're maxed out. Then what are you going to do? This is exactly what the federal government has been doing for the past 30 years since Ronald Reagan. They've been spending more money, whether it's on entitlements, whether it's on pet projects, bridges to nowhere in Alaska. Okay, they've been spending, or what do we call those, pork barrel projects. They've been spending more money than they've been taking in, and they've been borrowing money from that credit card. And that credit card keeps going up and up and up. And when Barack Obama took over, that credit card was at $1,000 or $10 trillion, if you want to compare it to the national debt. And he used up the last $400 on that, or $4 trillion on that credit card in a hurry. Boom, 2 years. 2.5 years. And now they need to lift that credit limit further to be able to keep paying all those bills that they have. Or something's going to go late on bill payments. And so that's why you knew they were going to get this done. It's just a matter of what bills do they have, what things do they start cutting and say, okay, we do without this, we can do without that. And nobody's going to be happy. You've got Medicaid, you've got Social Security, you got military retirement, you know, $2 trillion a year in entitlement. and then the rest of the government needs to wonder what is it, $1.7 trillion to run. If we didn't have entitlements, they would have, they're taking in $2.3 trillion. They'd have a surplus of money right now if there was no need to pay out Social Security or Medicaid or any of that, okay? But they don't. And so the question is going to be, and I hope all the Americans understand this, who do you want in there doing the cutting? And you definitely don't want a guy who just ran up $4 trillion in debt.
Sure.
Maybe Mitt Romney's the answer. Maybe he isn't, you know? But somebody's going to have to go in there, and it's going to be painful for everybody. Nobody's going to walk away from this going, oh, this isn't affecting me. Or this isn't affecting somebody in my family. Everyone's going to they're going to have to cut back. Social Security's going to have to cut back. Like I told you a couple weeks ago, hopefully they do it percentage-wise. You know, 1 year they say, okay, you're going to get 5% less. Next year you're going to get 6% less, or whatever it's going to be. Not just one big, all of a sudden, we're cutting your Social Security 50%. Because people won't be able to adjust their bills if they do that.
Oh, I agree. Well said, especially the tail end of that, Don. They won't be able to pay their bills if they don't know, and suddenly it's sprung on them. Coming up, we're going to check your emails.
Don't let summer be a bummer. Stop sunburn pain, poison ivy, and mosquito bite itch, and the burn of athlete's foot with just one Safol natural first aid product, Dermatol. Many GCN listeners have already discovered how effective Dermatol is as a natural, non-acidic way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many skin problems. Now this special offer. Buy one bottle of Dermatol, get one bottle free. Call 1-800-217-6677 and mention GCN. Dermatol is the must-have first aid product for your preparedness kit. Made in America by Americans, Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. And ask for the GCN Buy One, Get One Free Special. Or use coupon code GCN at checkout at DermatolUSA.com. Spelled DermatolUSA.com. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwashers safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
Well, it's now hard and confused, because lately you've been starting to losing out on everything you might try to do. That luck fella's got to hold on you. You spend money about to lose your home.
Boy, a lot of you were hot over what happened in D.C. We're going to check the mail next. Before we do that, though, let's go to Izzy in Missouri. Hey, Izzy.
Hey, we have to get Matt some air conditioning up there. That poor boy is absolutely roasting.
Well, and trust me, we're roasting in Dallas at 100-some degrees.
Oh, you don't have air conditioning enough?
No, we have air conditioning. Thank goodness. Are you kidding? It'd be a disaster.
We're about 110 today.
Woo!
Yeah.
110.
Uh-huh. It was really miserable. You couldn't breathe. But anyway, Richard McCoy is his name. D.B. Cooper.
Oh, that we couldn't think of. Thank you.
Well, I have the book by Bernie Rhodes. He autographed it for me. I actually dated him for a short while. He was one of the FBI agents involved in that case, and he wrote a really fascinating book called D.B. Cooper, The Real McCoy.
Oh, I have to read that. You know, I thought that story was so interesting.
You can find it on eBay.
eBay, all right.
And for a while, they went up sky high. That particular book did.
Oh, really?
Almost $100.
Wow.
And my book is signed in 1994.
That's funny. But, yeah, because D.B. Cooper, as you know, Izzy, that whole thing, the hijacked jet and all that, happened in 1971, as I said, over Washington State.
Right. I've read the whole book, and I sort of followed the story. I think he's dead myself, but who knows? Anyway, I wanted to ask, has anybody read what Representative Emanuel Cleaver, Democrat from Missouri, called the death Satan sandwich?
Oh, Pelosi said something about that.
I pay no attention to her anymore. And Representative Luis Gutierrez from Illinois. Oh, gosh. He was like, the Tea Party's in the, this is exactly what he said, the Tea Partiers and the GOP have made this slash and burn lunacy clear. While I do not love this compromise, my vote is a hose to stop the burning. The arsonist must be stopped. I mean, how much uglier can their rhetoric get?
Oh, yeah, it's ugly.
And I'm sorry, but has anybody bothered to do the math on all this nonsense?
Doesn't
this
add.
This is supposed to be, what, $2.4 trillion?
Uh-huh.
Over 10 years?
Uh-huh.
And in that 10 years, they're just going to add more debt.
That's right.
So how do you cut while adding?
Yeah, it's not going to work, no.
I'm like, okay, you people really think the American public, those of us that have more than a one-digit light bulb, brain cell, are stupid.
Yeah.
Honest to God, Kate. I mean,
I know. I agree. And you're right. The numbers absolutely don't add up. We started the show, Tomas. I was saying that. And then Tomas said that.
I was listening.
And you're saying that. And you've said that before. There's no doubt. It does not add up. And we're going down that same path. Nothing has changed here, really.
No. I mean, to say you're going to, and I looked at some of the cuts and I'm like, that's Trump change.
Yeah.
Really, it is Trump change.
Yeah, and they're not paying off the debt.
But I'll tell you what, folks, 2012, it's time to clean house again. We did somewhat in 2010. We need to do it again in 2012, and especially with the head plagiarist, Biden. I mean, I'm so disgusted with him. We just need to get them all out of office and start over. Can't we find, don't you know any farmers, just good old-fashioned farmers?
How they can run. That don't want to add another $7 trillion to the debt.
Yeah. And some good housewives that know how to balance a checkbook.
Really?
I mean, we need just some plain old people representing us.
And you know, there is something to that. There is something to that, Izzy.
Well, it's time that we go back to our roots. Because I perceive a revolution coming. I really do. And I know I've said this before, but people are so fed up. I don't even recognize this country anymore. I just don't. The last several years have just been so horrible. I'm flabbergasted. And I'm flabbergasted more at the apathy in this country. It's just insane.
I agree with you. People know more about, and I'm not knocking it if it's what you kick back and do, but you're aware of other things. But people know more about the reality television people and who they are from whatever little hole they came out of in New Jersey, from the delicatessen underneath the delicatessen. They know more about their biceps and the nonsense that's going on with them than the rest of it, than what's happening in their own backyard that's affecting their bottom line.
I'm starting to think, and maybe you can help me out here. Do we have that many people in denial systems? Because really, it's like their heads are in the sand. If I don't have to pay attention to this, then it's not happening.
I think so. I'd love to, if we could put hard numbers around that, I would love to know how many people are being ostriches. But I think there's quite a few.
There has to be.
Yeah.
Okay, y'all stay
Thanks.
Cool. Talk to you later.
You too, Izzy. Good points. She's right, the math doesn't add up. She doesn't understand. She's perplexed by the apathy in this country in some regions and some areas. And I guess I am, too. I would be very concerned if I had a child now, maybe from 10 to 20 years old, because what happens to these next generations that come up? We're blaming everything on, oh, the math and the science. We don't have these kids are not smart enough as some of the other people, and look what's going on in China and Japan. I mean, we're just giving away everything, including the fact that where are the future leaders? Where are they? I'm not going to be so cynical as to think there aren't any. But I think the numbers are very, very small. I agree with Izzy. Because people seem to know more about celebrities than anything else. And listen, I get kicking back, chilling, and whatever it is. Watching reality television, striking a golf ball, playing the piano, whatever. Laying on the couch. But the problem is doing it too much, becoming too complacent. And we just cannot allow ourselves to get too complacent. All right, quickly, I'm going to run to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. Okay, here comes this story. It's one that I already talked about, but I'll bring it up again because Mark says, Kate, I'm a big, big hiker, and I was so saddened to learn about yet another person dying in Yosemite. What's going on? From what I understand, she fell at the Half Dome. I've done the Half Dome. The problem is there was rain, so it was slippery. How sad that they even allowed her to get into that position. Well, you know what? The park has treacherous areas, and that definitely is one of them. And with her experience, they felt that she was going to be okay, but obviously it was not, I mean, obviously not right. And then, unfortunately, we had the thing where the people were swept over the 317-foot falls last month. They didn't realize that the upstream pool where they were waiting for a photo had a really super strong undercurrent. And so you had a 21-year-old and a 22-year-old go over, and then lo and behold, somebody else tries to help them, this 27-year-old who, you know, also went down in the Merced River. And see, here was the key thing. There's a reason. Remember this if you're ever in state parks. It's not a lecture. It's just what is. It is what it is. When you see barricades, you really don't want to jump over the barricades to take any kind of a photo. There's a reason the barricade's there, and usually there's some kind of slip thing or warning or whatever. And too bad that they didn't do that. It's just a sad story that they went over the falls. Now you have this other Half Dome accident. 14 in Yosemite. That's, wow, that's just absolutely crazy because it's just so surprising. All right, here's another one. Quickly, this one comes to us from Hal, who says, Kate, I've been listening to you for some time now. I think I used to follow you earlier in your career as well when you were doing sports. Bravo that you're doing America Tonight. How depressing that our country continues to pay this debt, continues to throw good money after bad money. It is not an economic solution that really works for the American people. I agree, ditto. I think there's too much holes in what they're trying to do, too many holes, rather, and especially nothing changes here monetarily other than we become even that much more of a patsy for the Chinese.
Hey, everyone! Come and see how good I look!
Oh, that's an awful lot of money for the stupidest idea I've ever heard.